Some of the women said the situation has been worsened by crippling cash shortage in Zimbabwe. Sophia Mtando of Mcheke Sebab said the government is violating the rights of mothers who are supposed to have access to health as stipulated in Zimbabwe's constitution.
As women, we are really facing difficulties to access the right to health, especially on maternity fees. We can't afford paying user fees because there's cash crisis. We can't access cash from the banks. Most of the women are delivering in their homes because they can't access cash. It's really difficult even if you see the paydays are being postponed.
Women pay maternity fees of about $83 at Masvingo General Hospital, the province referral health institution. Most women say the fee is too high and government should revise it, as it has always promised women free maternity services in public health institutions. Another local woman, Tsitsinga Mera, said the government should stop withholding kids' birth records if mothers fail to pay maternity fees.
This is a very bad practice. As women, we think this must be stopped as early as possible. The ministry or the hospital institution must not charge us money or withhold the birth record, because that birth record is the entry to my child. Without that birth record, the child might not be able to get the birth certificate. And if you don't have a birth certificate, you will not have the ID also. So I think that practice must be stopped.
Other women are detained at public health institutions after giving birth and failed to pay maternity fees. Joyce Mungu, local chairperson of Women's Coalition in Zimbabwe, demanded that central government should intervene to stop all these practices.
As Women's Coalition, we are not happy because women are being detained because they fail to pay their user fees at the hospitals. They are very high. Some of them, they cannot afford to pay the fees. And at the end of the day, they cannot afford to get the birth record of their children so that they can give their birth certificates. So we want to urge the government to help us as women so that women can give birth free.
A local health expert, Deputy Gomba, said the practice by the health institution was illegal.
The practice is a violation of constitutionally provided for rights to affordable and accessible basic health services in terms of Chapter 3, Subsection 29. The withholding of birth records is also blatantly illegal, as it withdraws the right to birth certificates as provided for by Section 35.3 of the same chapter. It is ironic that it is being done by public health institutions, which must be at the forefront of complying with the national constitution.
Section 29 of the constitution stipulates that the state must take all practical measures to ensure the provision of basic, accessible and adequate health services throughout Zimbabwe. It also clearly stipulates that the state must take appropriate, fair and reasonable measures to ensure that no person is refused emergency medical treatment at any health institution. Masvingo Provincial Medical Director Dr. Amedas Shamu said he has not received such reports in his office and promised to investigate the matter. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.